Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey, everyone. This is the Successful Mind Podcast, and I'm David Nagel. If you've been following us for a while, I got an update for everyone. We're working on our format here, and we're getting we get a lot of questions, but they come in through various different channels. So what I wanted to do is give you the direct information so that you can send us questions, and we will answer them in the podcast. So if you want to send an email question in, you send it to tsm@davidnagel.com. T as in Tom, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, @davidnagel.com. That's for email questions. And if you would like to send us a voicemail question, which we'd be happy to play live on the podcast, you can go to www.speakpipe.com/David Nagel. All right, guys. So talking about questions, I've had several come in over the last week where people are basically, well, I'll just sum up this one that I got from Mary, where she said, David, I hear you speak all the time about getting negative people and toxic people out of your life. How important is this really, and do I need to do it immediately? So the answer is yes, and I really want to get into this today because, you know, I don't think that you give enough consideration, or we as people give enough consideration to how influenced our mind is by the company that we keep. So we hear this in a lot of different ways. One of the ways that we hear this is that people will often say your income or your success is the equivalent of your five closest friends. That's absolutely correct. The cool thing about that is that it's the people that you surround yourself with. So when I talk about that, also think to yourself, like, what do I surround myself with that I'm listening to or that I'm learning from? You don't necessarily have to know Richard Branson in order for him to be an influence in your life, right? So just consider that as I go on rambling here with this thing. So I know from personal experience, many years ago, I was sitting in a seminar and somebody said to me, they said to the whole audience, they said, you know, you absolutely have to get negative people out of your life. You just cannot tolerate being around them. And I really did not understand why that was. It made some sense, but like if the person wasn't like terribly destructive or whatever, why couldn't I have somebody like that in my life? They've been a friend for a long time. And here's the reason, because we have to understand how this influence thing works on our own brain. And anything that you are not consciously rejecting, in other words, when you hear somebody saying something that's negative, or you hear somebody talking about the story that they've repeated 5,000 times about why they're broke, or why they're in a bad marriage, or why they can't get a lucky break, or why their business is not working. If you're not consciously rejecting that idea, subconsciously you're accepting it. There is no middle ground. So I want you to really think about that. That's the way our mind works. If we're not consciously rejecting something, we're subconsciously accepting it. This is very, very powerful. Because if we are surrounding ourselves with people that are not positive, but they're negative people, then subconsciously, we're accepting their ideas, their viewpoints, their stories, their self-pity, their gripes, their bitching, their moaning about the world that they're experiencing. And it's not the world that you want to experience, so why would you let that in your mind to begin with? And then the other thing is that when we're around those people, we often feel like we have to engage with them. And, you know, they're telling you a story, they're telling you what's going on, and of course we want to, we want to empathize with them or sympathize with them. And when we do that, we emotionally put ourselves in that person's story. So then we're reinforcing our own subconscious mind that there's actually some truth to this or there's some reality. And if we're not careful, what that ultimately does is you may not see it affect you in the moment, but as you start to go through your day or your week or your life or whatever, and something does not go right, you're presented with a challenge, which is going to happen. It's going to trigger that story. And it's going to show up in your mind as doubt, or it's going to show up in your mind as worry. And then we got a big problem, because now we're going back to having to overcome our own thinking in order to be productive in the direction that we want to go. So there's another side to this that I think it's very misunderstood. It's happening like crazy right now in society, especially in a lot of wannabe entrepreneurial circles, and it's been going on for quite a while. And here's what it is: you've got people that are basically pretending to be positive, but actually what they're doing is they're dwelling in what I call magical thinking. In other words, so let me explain what magical thinking is. Magical thinking is something that is, it's on the increase. It has a lot to do with a lot of the spiritual principles that are being presented out there in the context of how do they work with business and being an entrepreneur and making money. And they're coming from a place of not understanding the law of cause and effect. So it's kind of like it's very misunderstood. There's a lot of people that, they'll take a course on universal law or the law of attraction or something like that. Instantly, they want to be a coach, and then they have no experience. They have no life experience. They never built a business before, and they want to be a coach, and they're going to coach somebody else on this stuff. You can do whatever you want, but there's a lot of it going on. And I would never hire a coach that hadn't done something before. Like, that does not make any sense. But what they're touting in order to do that is that they understand these spiritual principles, but they've never actually applied them to their life. They love the warm fuzzy behind those principles. So now here's the deal. They do not understand that every spiritual principle operates by the law of cause and effect, which means that there has to be an action that is taken in order to get a result. But in their mind, the action is just changing the way that they're feeling, or raising their vibration, or just staying in like warm, fuzzy unicorn thoughts. Like, what the fuck is that? If we do that, what we're really doing is it's another form of numbing out is what it is. So instead of actually wanting to face their own inner turmoil that everybody has to some degree in life and really work on getting themselves straight, working on their own thinking and emotions, they deflect that or they deny it and go, I'm not going to pay any attention to that. I'm just going to think positive, or I'm just going to vibrate or tune my emotions in to positive emotions, and then everything is actually going to be okay. I literally saw this on the internet where there was a coach who said that that working hard is the most ridiculous thing that she's ever heard, and there's no reason to work hard if you change your vibration and you get into flow. That is such bullshit. I guarantee you she's broke. I guarantee it. I have never met anybody that just sits around and changes their vibration that is making a lot of money. You have got to work. Absolutely have to work. The confusion about the idea of working hard and getting into flow or grace and ease or all of that, the confusion is this. When you love what you're doing, it's not difficult. It's not hard. But it doesn't mean that you're not working hard. You are working. Anybody who is making a lot of money or building businesses is working. So we have to get that straight. And you got to be really careful not to get sucked into the bright, shiny attraction of somebody who's trying to tell you that it can be really easy to do this without work. Now, I tell people all the time, it's easier to earn a lot of money than it is to earn a little bit of money. But the reason for that is because the way that you approach the work is with a change in your thinking. If you think everything has to be hard, you're going to bring that perspective and that narrative to your work, and you're going to make it hard. But it does not have to be hard. And we also have to understand that that does not mean that there won't be challenges, and there won't be things that you have to figure out, and there won't be things that go wrong. I actually think the way that this person on the internet put it was this. Because I kind of think it was kind of directed towards Gary Vaynerchuk, who I'm a big admirer of. Gary talks about hustle all the time. I was raised with that terminology, hustle. You got to hustle in life, not hustling someone like ripping them off, but hustle like and get moving, right? Get it done, get a result. And that's Gary's all about that. So this person was kind of saying like, if you're just spiritually tuned in, there is no need for hustle. Bullshit. That is total bullshit. So part of getting negative people out of our life is also understanding that sometimes that negativity comes disguised with the idea of changing my vibration, being spiritual. Spirituality is like the new heroin out there in a way, because people hide behind it. They use it to numb out. They use it as an excuse not to have to work and not to have to work hard, not to have to deal with their issues. And people are like flocking to it like moths to a flame, and they're all broke. So the idea is that you understand that this is a different form of negativity. That's really what I wanted to address by answering Mary's question on this, because some of the other questions that I actually have gotten are directly in response to, but this person in my life is actually a spiritual person. And it's like, look, you can be spiritual or say that you're spiritual and be negative as hell. Like, people, keep this in mind, folks. There have been more people killed throughout history in the name of religion than anything else. But that, you know, like, you got to think, right? So, and I am not saying that spirituality and religion is a bad thing. I am not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that anybody can take anything and kind of cloak it to their own narrative so that it can appear that they're doing the right thing. So this goes a little bit deeper in this area. I think that I'm for human beings. I think human beings win. That's the deal. Like, we have historically won in history. One meaning that we're constantly evolving, we're constantly growing, we're living at the most fantastic time ever in history. There is more opportunity, there is more abundance, there are more conveniences, people are living longer than ever. Like, historically, we are living in the best time in history. And even with the problems that we have, we're always going to have problems. But it's absolutely an amazing time that we're living in. So people are still coming from a place where they're experiencing the problems of life. I get it. I totally get it. And they want to do good. Human beings ultimately want to do good. Now, I know that you're probably thinking, but there's a lot of evil in the world. I completely disagree with that narrative. I don't think there's any evil in the world. What I do think is that there's ignorance, and there's a big difference. Because the things that we see that are evil, those things come from fear. That's what it comes from. It comes from fear. People act out and do bad things when they're afraid. And you might say, when you see somebody doing something bad because of all the aggression that it has, you may not be associating that with fear in your mind. But remember, one of the major ways fear is expressed is in the form of anger. And when that gets bottled up with no healthy direction to go in, because anger is a normal human emotion, it turns into rage. Rage turns into neurotic thinking, which turns into, in a lot of cases, psychotic thinking. And then that's when we see it and we call it evil, right? So the problem with this is that when we start calling things evil, then we end up trying to fix the wrong problem. And evil is not the problem. Ignorance is the problem. What does this have to do with negative people in your life? So bear with me here. The higher side of a person's personality, their spiritual side, if that's what you want to call it, their higher intelligence, if that's what you want to call it, that side actually wants to do good. The modus operandi behind life is more life, to add to life, not to take away from it. When we see life taking away from life other than first, like survival in the wild, right, like in nature, we're seeing something wrong. There's something wrong there. In other words, there's an ignorance that has overtaken that person. If they were coming from the higher side of themselves, they actually want to do good. Now, being that, most people deep inside in their truth actually do want to do good. They do things to mask what does not feel good inside themselves. So what does this mean? This means that they will take things that they think are good. So like if, let's look at it like this. A person's in a lot of pain. I'm just going to try to make this as simple as possible, because we could go down a lot of rabbit holes with this. I get it. You take a person who's in a lot of pain for whatever reason. A lot of the traditional ways that people will numb pain is drugs, alcohol, sex, reckless behavior, you name it, right? Procrastination, laziness. Those are ways that we numb pain. But when that starts to become exposed and people see the negativity and the destructiveness behind it, and they don't want to do that because then they appear to be a bad person. I mean, let's face it, we've got a lot of judgment in society, right? They will look for something else, a different way to numb. And one of the ways that people are doing that currently in a huge way is taking spirituality and using it as a numbing device. Spirituality is about awareness. It's about waking up, not going to sleep. So when we take spirituality and we use it for something that it's not meant to do, it becomes destructive, right? Like, we all know that fire can cook your food or it can cook a person. It all depends on how you use it. Electricity can heat your home or turn the lights on, but it can also kill someone. Like, everything has a good use and a bad use if you don't use it for what it was intended for. It can be highly destructive. Spirituality is no different, folks. If you use it for the wrong thing, it can be extremely destructive. People don't understand that. So they use it to hide behind in the guise that they're actually a good person. So now you're confused when you see somebody who they have a lot of problems in their life and they want to behave or act or get everybody to believe that they're actually changing those problems. So they're becoming spiritual, but they're not changing the problems. Their wealth is not increasing. Their business is not increasing. They're not doing productive things. They're taking and they're being more and more spiritual, more and more spiritual, like that is going to get them something. It does not get a person anything, because spirituality is something that is extremely practical. We've got to take the esoteric, I mean, you know, I'm just like the next person that loves to read that stuff and can get totally lost in the esoteric ideas, right? They're great, they're cool, they're fun, if that's your thing. I happen to like some of that stuff. But I also realize, don't let my head get in the clouds, because everything in there has to be practical advice for life, or it's completely useless, right? You're not living in spirit form off in an alternate universe someplace. You're here now in a physical body living this life. So if it does not add to this life, it's taking away from it. Cut and dry. That's the law. All spirituality has to have a practical application to it, whether that is an application for you, sound mind, sound body, sound actions, or it's a practical application for the people you're interacting with, or how you're applying it to your business, it has a practical application. When you're around someone that is using it for magical thinking, so they don't actually have to deal with the fear of building a business, or the fear of making sales, or the fear of being intimate, or the fear of having radical, candid conversation with someone, or they have the fear of conflict, or they have the fear of asking, or they have the fear of being told no, or they have the fear of being rejected, or they have the fear of not being accepted or not being loved, or they actually don't feel worthy inside, or they're afraid of abandonment. Because these are real things that people are experiencing in their life. And when you're not using spirituality to address those things from a higher perspective and actually heal them so that you can go out and do the opposite and actually get a result in your life, you're numbing, period. You're numbing. That's not what we're here to do. Numbing with spirituality is just as destructive as numbing with drugs and alcohol. So when you're around somebody like that, don't get sucked into the bullshit of what it is that they're saying. Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're doing. Anytime you really want to learn something, take a step back from what it is that you're reading or hearing or watching and ask yourself, what is this person doing that's getting the result? You can always reverse engineer it back into what you're thinking or what the person's thinking. You can always call us or send us an email if you don't understand the thought process behind something that you see with great success. And I will help you walk through that to understand what it is if you want. Or you can find somebody else to do it. I don't really care. But don't get sucked into the idea. You have to understand that if the person is using it for its intended purpose, it will have a practical application and result in a person's life, period. It will. Now, is there a time frame where a person might start studying, whether it's spirituality or psychology or mindset or whatever, in order to heal things in their life, to get to the place where they can actually make it practical and get different results? Absolutely there is. But you will also see that in actionable form. Like, you to learn is to take in new information, apply it to your life, get a result, and determine if that result is the result you're looking for or if it's still not the correct result, and then make the adjustment that is required to get the right result. If the person is just talking a spiritual good game, but they're not actually applying it to their life, then what you are surrounding yourself with is a person who's lying to themselves. And they will always create a story to fit that narrative. What does that do to you? You actually get into the illusion of their story, and you start to accept their narrative as truth. Anything that you're not consciously rejecting, you're subconsciously accepting. So when something shows up in your life, and it will if you subconsciously accept it, that resembles anything that has to do with that delusional narrative that they're living by, you're going to get sucked into that story. You're going to find that you're experiencing the same emotional response, the same psychological kind of logical conclusions in your own mind. You're going to reason or rationalize, and it's all going to be based on the story that somebody else exposed you to, but they're not getting the result. So you'll find yourself making the same excuses as they do. You will always know these individuals by the excuses that they make. Because people that are really practicing, whether it's mindfulness or hardcore mindset or spiritual principles, they're actually practicing them with the intention to better their life. They're taking actions. They have the evidence of action. It's there. They may not be getting the right result yet, but they're striving for that result. They're working towards that result. What you will not find is them making excuses. One of the first laws of spirituality is 100% responsibility for yourself. Because spirituality goes nowhere, nowhere. Mindset goes nowhere. Mindfulness goes nowhere. Success goes nowhere until you accept 100% responsibility for yourself. That's the first step. It's the first step in healing. It's the first step in resolving your childhood. It's the first step in being able to be grateful. Do you know why people can't forgive other people? Because they won't take responsibility for their own life. You can't blame and forgive at the same time. Forgiving actually becomes an easy process once you take responsibility for yourself. Stay a victim, you'll never forgive. Stay a victim, you'll never be grateful. You know, if you go back to what Christ said, he said, he said, "My burden is easy, my yoke is light," meaning that these principles are not difficult. But you got to make sure that you're putting them in the right order and doing the principle. Self-responsibility is actionable. You demonstrate it by being your word. You build trust in yourself by being your word. That's taking responsibility. It's not just saying, "Oh, I take responsibility." It's apologizing to someone when you're wrong, but then changing your behavior. Not apologizing and then doing it again. So the other side of that is the person that talks the game from a positive perspective or a spiritual perspective, and they're in the magical thinking that just changing that piece is going to have an effect on their life. It's going to have an effect, but it's not going to be a good one. Because all it does is they fall into the illusion of actually believing their own bullshit, and they don't then understand why things don't work. They don't know. So they go deeper and deeper into blame and victimization. The whole idea of this topic today is to wake you up to the different disguises that negativity has with people in your life. You got to get it out. You absolutely got to get it out of your life. You're never going to achieve your purpose and do the things that you want to do surrounded by negativity. Whether it's overt or covert, it's negative. And if you're not consciously rejecting it, you're subconsciously accepting it. Okay, I thought that was pretty cool. I hope you did. I'd love to get some feedback on what you guys think. Again, questions, tsm@davidnagel.com. That's our email. And if you want to leave a voicemail, which we would be totally happy to play for all the listeners, it's www.speakpipe.com/David Nagel. Later. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.